producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Glasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
The highway of life. We're traveling down that highway of life at what speed? Let's see if I'm going faster than Jennifer or she's going faster than me. Look down and see where your pedal is. How close is it to the metal? The pedal on the metal, Jennifer.
The pedal is on the metal because it's Friday, Dougie.
Friday! Hopefully fun Friday to a certain extent anyway. Kenny Kessler is here having a fun Friday as well. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Good place for you to register your feelings along with a visit to DougStephan.com about this week's top 10 talk topics. Most every Friday, I can't remember, it's been a long time since I can remember a Friday we haven't listed the top 10 on the website, Kenny. Up for consideration, the University of Missouri situation, what's going on with the Republicans after the debate, immigration discussion, the violence in the Middle East, and Veterans
Day.
Boy,
no wonder I'm so tired. It was a big week.
Right.
Yeah.
When you put it that way.
Right. So what do you think is number one? 888-302-3684. I'll rephrase that. What do you think is the most important to you? Which is the most important item on this list? Or maybe if you've got another one that comes in, because this radio program is now heard on over 300 radio stations around the country, and you have your own local issues as well to deal with, and some of them are wrinkles of these items that are there listed. Some of them have nothing to do with it. It may be there's graft and corruption with the selectman, or the town manager is trying to get something done behind the scenes, skullduggery afoot. Is that the big item? Whatever it is.
Is that your cousin's name? Skullduggery?
Skullduggery, yes. Skullduggery Stephan. Maybe I should take that name on.
I know. It's pretty good, actually.
Skullduggery.
Bad.
Yes. Speaking of skullduggery, the Republican presidential candidate who's still leading the pack is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Took to Twitter yesterday to encourage shoppers to not go to Macy's. Stay away from Macy's. You know, they disrespected me because they took away my clothing line.
They took away those ties.
Yeah.
How presidential.
Well, Macy's sounded the alarm as they have been discounting very heavily this week. They actually, CNBC speculated Macy's has become a takeover target. Excuse me. And there was some confession, and this is this is the biggest retailer in the country, of what we call it medium-priced goods. You go shopping at Macy's, Jennifer?
Yeah, I actually shop there quite a bit. For me, it's about as fancy as I go. It's my department store of choice, yeah.
Is it? Okay, so you don't get shoes there, though. You go to pay less for shoes.
Always, yes. Yeah. Gotta go a step down.
But don't you feel that you buy these cheap shoes and you go through them in a month or two? Wouldn't it be worthwhile if you spent the money on really good shoes and help your feet? And in the end, at the end of the day, aren't you spending just as much by buying a whole bunch of cheap shoes rather than just a couple of pair of good ones?
I understand what you're saying, but you're talking like a man because...
Well, that's encouraging.
How dare you?
Because you say you'll help your feet if you buy a nice pair of shoes. Here's the thing. The only shoes I wear don't do my feet any favors. I'm typically in either flat sandals, which are not great, or high heels.
Really?
And so the two of those...
High heels are good for your calves, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but they're not great.
Not good for your flat feet.
No.
Big feet or whatever.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are probably nicer brands of heels that I can use, but when I'm not doing myself any favors anyway, men don't get it. My dad's always like, wear some comfortable shoes. Just put on some tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Well, the tennis shoes don't really go with my dresses, you know?
Really? So get rid of your dresses and buy new ones that go with your...
I'm just going to revamp my whole look. I'm just going to go cash.
All right, let's bring Kara into this discussion because she's obviously a lady of fashion as well, although somewhat younger than you are. So, Kara, where do you...
thanks for rubbing it in.
Wow. I'm making a point.
Somewhat.
I'm subtly making a point. So, Kara, where do you buy your shoes?
I'm kind of like Jen. I buy a lot of shoes at Target.
Do you get your clothes mostly at Target, too?
Yeah, I get a lot of shoes at Target, or clothes at Target. I don't know how to talk. I buy a lot of shoes online, too, which is actually not as great.
How do you do that if you don't know which? That's the thing.
Like, my feet are, like, fairly consistently the same size, like, across the board.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, it's probably not the best decision. But well, I like cute shoes. I don't wear sneakers ever unless I'm working out or hiking. So.
Really?
See? That's me. Really? I knew I loved that Kara girl. Tennis shoes are for the gym.
So how is this different from men?
Men have two pairs of shoes that they can just wear throughout their whole life. That's fine.
I just bought a bunch of shoes. When we were in Chicago a few months ago, we went to Macy's, I think, to the shoe department at Macy's in Chicago. If I remember, I'll be corrected on that if I'm not correct, but I think it was Macy's. And we bought a couple of pair of shoes that are actually quite stylish, and I have really bad flat feet.
Mm-hmm.
And these shoes are very comfortable.
Go to the New Balance store. They make you stand on this thing, and it maps your foot, so they find a good shoe for you.
Mapping your foot.
Yeah.
I've heard of almost everything. Is this a special technology to map your foot?
Yeah, really? It tells you where you if you're pronating or
mapping
foot,
your
you know.
Foot.
Yeah.
Pronating?
The one thing I can't stand.
Kenny, have you ever pronated?
Not that I know of.
Only in the park.
I feel like I would have known.
Yeah, go ahead.
The only thing that this is a weird complaint of mine. The only thing I don't like about Macy's shoe department, I love Macy's. I buy a lot of my clothes at Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you have to wait and ask somebody to bring you the size. That's what I love about Payless and DSW is that you can just go in and serve yourself. I cannot stand waiting for someone to bring you the shoe. And then some of the weird ones think they want to do it like the olden days and actually put it on your foot for you.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I just want to go in and put it on myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want some scurrilous-looking fellow putting shoes on your feet and then looking up your leg or something.
No. I like to do it myself.
Okay.
I like to look at my own
body. That's something is now, you pointed out, we went to one of the places we stopped this past it was late in the summer, no, maybe fall, shopping at some shoe stores down on the Cape. We were down there for a weekend, and there was a lady there who was working with us. But we pretty much, Meredith went around and looked at the shoes that she liked, and then we would pick them out, and I'd try them on. But there were, there were women there. I don't remember going into a shoe store, though, and I haven't bought shoes for quite a while. As you're suggesting, I buy expensive shoes that are good for my feet, and that's it. They don't look too good, and that's why we're we're bringing about a change to a point. The lady, I'm thinking back of any time I bought any shoes. I don't think a woman ever waited on me before in a shoe store other than this lady that we saw on the Cape. Why is that? Why are there no ladies? This sounds like prejudice. Sounds like we should have a protest. Let's get the people who are protesting at Mizzou or whatever they call it.
Mizzou.
Let's get
the shoe people upset, too.
Yeah. Let's get protests in the street. Never mind Mizzou protesting. Let's get protests about women and how come they're not working in shoe stores.
Now, I have a lady that works at
Payless.
That's
a big deal.
You guys just need to protest in your towns because the stores around me, it's all women in the shoe department.
Really?
Yeah, there's no men there.
Okay, I guess maybe
just to go on a tourist trip to buy some shoes, Dougie.
All right, who agrees that the protests, this seems to have blown up the last day or so, 24 or 48 hours, the Ms. Lou situation. They got a new president who's black, and he was a lawyer. I don't know, I think if I remember what I saw correctly about him yesterday afternoon when it was first announced, he has quite a lot of work in that field, race relations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So is that going to fix the problem? It's not only a problem at the campus there, but protests have started all over the country. Free!
Tuition!
I want to go to school! Free! Yeah.
That's the million student march that happened yesterday. But let me tell you about something that happened close to home for me.
Yes.
At Claremont McKenna University, which is in the Pomona area.
Yeah.
Apparently, on Halloween, this girl who was the class president for the juniors at Claremont McKenna took a picture with a group of girls that were all dressed up for Halloween. Two of them were dressed up with sombreros and moroccos.
Uh-oh.
They were two white girls wearing sombreros and moroccos.
Uh-oh.
fast forward.
Hispanics
and
United, let's go.
Another student gets a hold of this picture, shares it on Facebook, and talks about the person of color experience on the campus of Claremont McKenna and goes nuts about this.
Are Hispanics persons of color?
Sure.
There. That's what the consideration is now. It's not just the black,
so.
You gotta.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the Asians considered?
They be
persons
colored.
Of color, because their skins are different color too.
I think pretty much everybody but the old whitey is person of color at this point. So, okay.
Does that sound like ignorant on our part that we bring these all up? Is this something that we should be more sensitive about?
No, you're asking the question, but wait till you hear. Okay, so
this
is all over a picture, right?
Yeah.
The junior class president then resigns after this girl gets a hold of it and puts it up on Facebook talking about her experience and how she's a victim at this college. Mm-hmm. Then, that wasn't enough. The students start a protest, and they start protesting the dean, who wrote to the students to try to calm them down, saying, look, I'm here for you. If you don't feel like you're part of the CMC mold, the Claremont McKenna College mold, they took that as an insult by saying the Claremont McKenna College mold, and the two kids announced yesterday they go on a hunger strike, so this woman ended up resigning her post as the dean of students at Claremont McKenna. Over a Halloween
costume.
A lot
of new opportunities for college educators and administrators now opening up because they're all so offensive.
How sensitive do I mean, I don't know.
How sensitive do you have to be is a good question.
Why don't we just cancel Halloween? Let's just all stay at home so that we don't risk the chance of offending anybody. I mean, people have so misinterpreted that First Amendment. It's not about freedom of speech anymore. It's about not offending me.
Yes, I don't want to be offended. I find you offensive. Well, go ahead.
I think that this woman that resigned kind of overreacted.
Yeah.
They were standing on her. Did you hear the audio? Oh, my God. They were having sit-ins going, where's the dean? I mean, they were kind of threatening her.
Where's the dean?
There was like an hour-long protest on her doorstep.
All right. Questions and happenings. That's what we're all about here on Good Day at 18 past the hour.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Miss Super Saturday. This Saturday, hurry in and get early bird savings till 1 p.m. Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off toys. And get ready for the cold with 50 to 60% off outerwear for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Saturday is Kohl's Super Saturday. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
OT $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We have 23 at the hour now on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. At this point in this hour, the optimum is smiling and laughter, and we try to find items of interest from the television programs over the last 24 hours. We start with the late night shows and the monologue, a joke about Donald Trump from Conan O'Brien.
Donald Trump is now attacking Hillary Clinton, specifically about an odd issue, I think, because he's been on the attack before with Hillary Clinton. This is a new one. Donald Trump's latest attack on Hillary Clinton is that her hair isn't real. That's true. He's saying now her hair isn't real. Trump says he knows this because he saw her in line at his wig store.
I know you. I know her.
To be fair, it was actually Matt Drudge who started that rumor.
Drudge was the one who put the Trump thing on. Was it Drudge who started it?
It was Drudge
Trump
who started
grabbed it.
It.
Was that it? Yeah. I was trying to find out which one went first. Yeah. All right, here's Stephen Colbert joking about the presidential debates.
There are just 361 more shopping days till we get to pick a new president. And right now, we are in the thick of debate season. For the next few months, they're going to be coming at us fast and furious. But of all the debates, the most next one is this Saturday. The Democratic candidates will be duking it out right here on only the CBS TV. Now, this is going to be different from the Republican debate because the GOP field is so big that you didn't even notice I put John Kasich in there three times.
All right, so
have to watch that one.
Is it actually on CBS TV or CBS CBS Net? The CBS.
I think it's on their streaming channel.
Yeah, I don't think it's on TV at all. And it's
That's
on
sad.
Saturday.
We should know this, you guys. They should be doing a better job.
We're promoting it now, so everybody can check it out. Hillary in her wig and all of that stuff. Okay, Seth Meyers now joking about Ben Carson's book.
An early copy of the New York Times bestseller list obtained by BuzzFeed shows Ben Carson's A More Perfect Union is edging out Donald Trump's Crippled America. And a little further down the list is Jeb Bush's I Don't Want to Do This Anymore.
I'm telling you, I know his delivery is weird. He has the funniest writing.
Okay, here's Seth Meyers now in the Good Day program.
I just typed in DNC debate.
Yeah.
And the article that came up first, Democrats schedule debates on days when no one will watch.
Yeah, there you go.
Came up the article.
Well, that's not good. Got too involved in that. Okay. Steve Harvey. Yesterday we had a cut from his daytime program, and some of you didn't think it was too funny. Let's try again with Steve. Here he jokes with one of the members of his audience about telling holiday house guests that the home is haunted.
My husband and I have just bought a new house.
Okay.
And I've agreed to host the holidays. And we have family coming in from out of town. But what they don't know is our house is a little haunted. We hear strange noises, and about 3 to 4 times a day, our TV randomly kicks on and off by itself. Now, this doesn't scare us, but I'm afraid it might...
It don't scare you?
No, but I'm afraid it might scare our guests. Well, do you have any suggestions of how I might break the news to them so that they will continue to stay with us?
I don't really have a clear answer for you, because black people, we move.
All right, speaking of that, here Steve talks with a member of the audience about what the correct label is. Is it African-American or black?
When I meet someone who is of African descent, African-American, I will refer to them as African-American. Okay. But if it's a friend that I've known for a while, I will call him and I will refer to him as black. So am I overly sensitive or am I appropriate?
To play it safe, I just go with African-American for everybody. But then everybody that's black is not African-American. See, I like just being called black. I never adapted to the African-American term. I just like being referred to as black. I'm comfortable. I like it. It fills me up with pride. But if you meet somebody from an island or something, they're not African-American. Now, so like if I don't know you, I would say, excuse me, sir, could you sit your African-American down? But then if I do know you, then I'm just going to say, hey, man, sit your black down.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with 4 new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out.
out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imitate what goes on. They're trying to find somebody like Jennifer Horn. Good luck with that, Charlie.
Yeah.
And Kenny Kessler. No way, no how. These people are trying to one-up me like the stations that are doing one-upsmanship with the Christmas music. As a matter of fact, that little... Excuse me.
I just calmed down Mariah Carey.
On a grave here.
You should have just said you coughed her own.
No!
All right.
Crank it up, Kara. Let's go. Let's get into the Christmas season. But hear this song three times a day on your favorite FM music station. I just want to be with you. This is it. Today, you're going to find, if you haven't already found it, in any major community, big-sized city, medium-sized city, that the stations that are going to play Christmas music will be flipping everywhere. I mean, they started, almost a month ago with some of the stations here and there. There's one here and one there. But today, and over this weekend, you're going to find all of these stations there. Some of them are AC stations, some are oldie stations that will be playing Christmas music. It's all over. It's everywhere.
It's Craig time.
Let's have it. Christmas time on the radio.
That's another one, Kara.
Colin Firth.
Colin.
Colin.
You missed it. During the break. Kara
and Ken was really excited about this.
I wanted to have a banana.
They were talking about who they would want to vote for if they could vote for anybody, not necessarily a politician.
Yeah.
And it was all about who they thought was the hottest.
Yeah, we were like, because we were talking about how really not attractive all of the candidates are this time around, and I said, the hottest one for me is gone now. You guys know I have a little Rick Perry crush.
Yeah.
That's what Kara said. Kara's like, but he is, I'm sorry, the hottest candidate that was in there. And I said, well, maybe Martin O'Malley's kind of attractive.
Oh, my God, where is your taste, woman?
Who do you think's the most attractive, then?
What, you think I'm going to pick a man out of this?
Yeah, if you would insult me.
I either have two choices, Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton. Those are my choices.
No, pick out of the men, though. Who's more attractive than Rick Perry?
Of all of the, who's more attractive? Let's see, who's the most attractive man who is on the stage?
Yeah. Ain't none of them winning any awards. Ben Carson is not bad looking.
I don't think any of them are good looking.
Right, thank you. So there you go. So, but then we started talking about if we would just vote on looks, which celebrity, if we could pick just one celebrity. And, you know, I realized something. I don't ever pick somebody based solely on their looks. I always pick the guy with the personality. Ken's like, what about Justin Timberlake? And I said, oh, I was more of a Joey Fatone girl. Oh, and out of the Wahlbergs, I always like Donnie over Marky Mark. It's just,
okay. You know? Well, listen, we've solved several problems already.
Hey, I just want
to
give you some breaking.
We're not afraid to tackle the big issues.
No.
Now we have the big issues. It's Friday, and this is the day to talk about whatever there is that's extreme in the news. For example...
Yes.
The Curtis, we have sort of avoided this.
Talk about the Peshmerga.
Yeah.
I just like saying the name. You're going to talk about the Kurds, right?
Say it again, you'll feel better. Go ahead, say it again.
Peshmerga.
Peshmerga. Peshmerga.
Saying that.
Sounds like the bad guys on the blacklist.
Are the good guys today. They're doing some good work.
They, along with the Kurds.
No, they are the Kurds.
Well, but it sounds better if you say two, because then it seems like there's a united front. Come on.
All right, fine.
Play with me on this. I'm trying to make it seem like a big deal.
Okay.
Actually, it is kind of, if you're trying to get
over
rid of the extremists.
Over 7,000 Kurdish fighters, though, are on the ground, which that's a huge amount to get them finally amassed together, so that's good.
And the U.S. is pounding with airstrikes, so they have gained some ground in this offensive going on the last 24 to 48 hours to retake one of their towns.
It's called Sinjar, which is what they're fighting about, because ISIS took it over about a year ago, and this is one of the sites where they were doing all those, not that they don't do terrible things everywhere, but this is where they were really committing genocide on children and killing lots of people. But the reason this is so important is that there's a highway that runs through this town. It's Highway 47, and it connects Syria with Mosul in Iraq, and so this has been like a key way for ISIS to ship supplies and stuff. So by knocking out this highway, by knocking out Sinjar and taking control over it again, you kind of cut ISIS off in Iraq, which is a good thing. It's a good start. So,
all right. So
some good news.
I was corrected now that my lady friend has come back from her trip to the Middle East.
Your fact checker is back.
Right. Well, this was a fact check that when she was listening, when she actually was able to listen in Cairo, I was talking about ISIS, and she brought up something that I knew, but I didn't put it together, or I didn't compare and contrast the use of the term ISIS, which is something that I have felt was much better. I didn't like the ISIL because it seemed like it was politically correct, and because it was being used by people that I don't necessarily respect, I thought, okay, we'll stick with ISIS here.
Mm-hmm.
But ISIS is the, in the Middle East, the reason they don't use it there is because it is an anti-woman slogan. ISIS is the premier Egyptian goddess. And because this is the Egyptian goddess is highly thought of, they don't use the term ISIS there to refer to the Islamic State of Israel and Syria and Iraq. That's where ISIL sort of came from. It supposedly is more politically correct to refer to it as ISIL for some other reason. I don't know what. But the real outrage here is that the ISIS, the image of ISIS in the Middle East is that of an Egyptian goddess.
Hmm.
So, in light of that, having been corrected and paying close attention to that information now, what do we do with ISIL? How do we, if I don't want to refer to ISIS for that reason...
I don't want to refer to ISIS or as ISIL.
We just hurry up and get rid of them, and then we don't have to talk about them at all.
We can just talk about the group formerly known as ISIS.
Right. Yes. Okay.
But ISIL gives the
sounds like a popsicle to me.
Yeah, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and the Levant gives them the idea of this caliphate that they want, which is bringing together all the states in the Middle East. What?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Levant, there's something about that. Where it's kind of like...
Levant to me sounds like a grain of rice. Like, I'm going to have the risotto and the Levant.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like a bad food. It sounds like the fuzz on a kiwi.
Ew, it does not.
To me, that's what it sounds like. The fuzz.
Does this look ripe to you? What about this Levant?
Do you want a true confession about ISIS?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay. So you just told the story nicely, by the way. Good job, sir.
Thank you.
About ISIS being the Egyptian goddess. Well, when I first learned about that, so embarrassing. Why don't I just shut up?
Go ahead. Embarrass yourself. Go ahead.
Okay.
Too late now.
When I first learned about the Egyptian goddess ISIS, it was on America's Next Top Model a few seasons ago. Because one of the contestants who was transgender, by the way, I think the only and first contestant that was transgender on America's Next Top Model was named Isis. And I thought, and this is just when Isis was starting to come out, like you just started to hear, and I'm like, why? So I did a little research and realized it was the Egyptian goddess.
Really?
Thank you, Tyra.
Okay, so there's another Egyptian goddess that Meredith, this is like having a travelogue here, but I paid a lot of attention because there were a lot of things, the news focusing on what's going on there seemed to be very abrupt, including some discovery in the all of the pyramids are the best, the biggest ones are in Giza, which is a sort of suburb of Cairo. And the one of them has apparently some kind of a leak in it, or they found some gas leak, and they are following it down. They're finding other catacombs where King Tut is buried, and there's maybe some other people.
Well, they're saying Nefertiti could be in King Tut's tomb because I guess King Tut was so young when he died, they weren't prepared for him to pass away, and so they didn't know what to do with his body, so they might have used Nefertiti's tomb to put him in there as well.
Mm-hmm. That's big news over there. All right, so the other thing has to do in a sense with where our priorities are in thinking about what to do with all of this stuff in the Middle East. And the Russians this week, I guess maybe we should have a segment on Russians in the news, because not only is there a problem with Syria, they've run into some pretty serious opposition. And now they're trying to straighten it out. Their peace plan has been met with skepticism. The Syrians on both sides of the conflict have voiced opposition to the Russian plan that came out this week because there are a lot of people who just want to get rid of President Assad. And it seems there are more of them than there are supporting Russia to get rid of ISIL or ISIM. Let's call him ISIM. What do you think? ISIM. So we do. That's what we want to do. We want to ISIM, right?
We want to ISIM. Put them on ice.
All right, Kenny, can you make note of that? We'll start our own
ISIM
reference to the bad guys in the Middle East. They're ISIM from now on. So they want to ISIM, but the Russians want to keep Assad, but the majority of people in Syria want to get rid of them. So they're running up against a problem. They thought they were going in and, okay, this will be good. We'll get rid of ISIM, and we'll save Assad. Well, the Syrians say, not so fast, pal.
Yeah, but see, you know, and I hate to bring up our buddy Donald again. I mean, how can we can't do a radio show without talking about Donald in some way.
Not.
It's like every 5 minutes. But, you know, he at first came out with a really simple plan. Let Russia just handle Syria. But I don't necessarily like that. But what I do like is the fact that he brings up the point. We don't know who's coming in after Assad.
Right.
And there are all these rebels over there. We don't know who they are. We just know that there are Syrian rebels who want to take over, you know, get Assad out of office. And we're sort of partnering with them as the U.S., and we don't know who these guys are.
Uh-huh.
And look what happened in Egypt when we tried to do a shake-up in power. We made a huge mess. So,
okay, well, I was talking about the other, by the way, back to the other Egyptian goddess. Whose name I can't pronounce,
but
if you look up a picture of a goddess with a lion's head.
No.
Her name begins with an S, and I can't remember.
I'm not Googling that.
Shikamam or something like that. And she's a big...
Shakira.
No. Maybe. So she's... There are two important female goddesses in the history of Egypt. One of them is Isis, and the other one is this... I think it's... I'll look it up so I don't sound silly. Shaman Ket or something. But Meredith thought she was really cool because she's... Leo, a lion, and this lioness, this woman, was quite the important character in Egyptian lore because she was a strong woman who was also very intelligent. And, you know, you look at some of the symbolism that comes from these areas of the world that go back 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 years, and it's really pretty interesting to study their cultures. A lot of the cultures were really very advanced in comparison to what we think. You know, we think we're in the advanced world now. Here we are, the new age. Well, a lot of these people were a lot smarter in many ways than we are. A lot of these people that go back 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. Amazing culture in Egypt and all over the Middle East. All right, so I think I took care of that. I wanted to finish that conversation. And now, finishing the Russians in the news conversation, apparently the head of Russia's track federation has told an interviewer that he is ready to admit to the charges leveled against the country and its athletes, the Russian track and field athletes.
Poor sucker.
Why?
Because he's a scapegoat.
Well, of course he is.
Come on.
Well, there's a lot of concern around the world. The Russians want to be in the games in Rio next summer.
Right.
And if they don't want to be here with a blanket ban for the games, somebody's going to take the fall, and this guy is going to take the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See you later, alligator.
Yep.
Probably find him out behind some barn somewhere in the middle of nowhere in Russia. It'll be the end of him. So they're putting
nobody will ever find him.
Order. Yeah, probably not ever find him. You're right about that. All right, so there we are. We've fixed things in the Middle East and in Russia. And look at this. It's only 47 past the hour.
Hmm.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It was a new type of theatrical performance in the heart of Times Square this week. LG Electronics debuted its new twin-wash laundry pair with a larger-than-life Broadway debut. World-class puppeteers, dancers, acrobats, even an award-winning choreographer.
Two giant 16-foot-tall puppets. One puppet is your delicate laundry, and one puppet is your regular laundry. And your delicates and regulars have never gotten along before. And the puppets will be battling, and now with the twin wash, everybody lives together in peace and harmony.
Passersby got a literal kick out of it, especially LG's Sidekick Pedestal Washer, an industry-first home laundry innovation that could be placed under the LG Front Load Washer. It allows users to run two separate loads at the same time.
I love doing new things. This event is the kind of thing that I'm drawn to.
Catch this innovative laundry pair starting December 20th nationwide. Learn more at lgtwinwash.com.
All right. 49 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right. One of the things I left the Middle East too quickly because I wanted to highlight what the United States is doing today to get rid of Jihadi John.
Yay.
Jihadi John. The Pentagon says that this guy, who is a British member of the Islamic State, believed to have beheaded
all the
a lot
propaganda
of
propaganda videos.
Right, exactly.
He
may have been killed yesterday in Syria in an airstrike.
Hope
sounds
it hurt.
Like an episode of Madam Secretary. Man, these things, they're producing these TV shows faster and faster now that are sort of ripped from the headlines. Last Sunday's theme, one of the major themes to Madam Secretary, was the offing of a Jihadi John sort, only he was an American, not a Brit. and he was dispatched by an American bomb. Jihadi John may have bit the dust, as it were, joined
that
his
would
friends
make my weekend
with
so
all of his
good.
Versions. Make you feel good. Right.
Yeah, get that guy out of here. He's
U.S.
Gross.
Increasing strikes on oil fields in Syria. One of the main sources of revenue, they're getting $40 million a month to keep themselves going out of the oil fields there. That's a good strike. 41 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug and Kim Gerritsen, who is here with us. He's a tech expert. Say it again, Doug. Tech expert at a company called Realizing Innovation. It's his company. Wow! I'm impressed. Big time stuff. We're going to discuss C, in a moment. But first, Santa's elves are running the tech conveyor belt full blast at this point, according to research from the Consumer Technology Association. Here's my pal, Holland Cook.
USA holiday retail tech spending is forecast at over $34 billion, up 2.3% from last year. Roughly 160 million of us are shopping for tech gifts. One in three shopping for emerging technology, like smartwatches and drones. Top five holiday tech wish list in this order: TVs, tablet computers, smartphones, notebook or laptop computers, and video game consoles. Stocking stuffers those polled say they're also shopping for include selfie sticks, headphones and earbuds, portable Bluetooth speakers, and video game accessories. How and when we shop is changing too. 55% of all gift givers are likely to shop for tech online this year, although 77% still touch and feel in brick and mortar stores. And Black Friday is toast. Amazon has been doing daily deals for several weeks already, and big box stores' flash sales spare shoppers that mob scene on November 27. For Good Day, I'm Holland Cook.
All right, so let's get to Kim Gerritsen's report. The CCC reference is to camel, 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 and other than Seeing some pictures of ladies riding camels this week in Egypt, I'm not sure that I can put together anything more. This is something new, Kim? Camel?
Doug, it's been around a few years, and I think it refers to camel's humps because it's all about shopping at Amazon, and a lot of shoppers don't know that Amazon will change the prices on individual products multiple times a day. It has this automatic pricing engine, it's called, that looks at the traffic coming in and decides whether to raise the price, lower the price, raise the price, lower the price.
Wow.
So camel.com helps you buy at the lowest price at Amazon.
Yeah.
It gives you a historical chart that shows the peaks and valleys of how Amazon is changing the price on things you're considering buying for the holiday. And you can look at the last 90 days of history and decide which days or which times of day it looks like the prices are going to drop, and then pop into Amazon and start filling your Christmas basket.
Wow. So camel.com is the place to go to check out the prices on Amazon.
That's right.
All right.
And a very valuable shopping service as people start to shop for the holidays.
All right. So here's something else. You tell me whether this is valuable or not. Apple is working on a service to allow consumers to pay each other pretty much like PayPal. We were talking about that yesterday. I was trying to figure it out. I did a little bit more nosing around. This looks just like they are late to the party here. Or are they really? Have they caught a wave?
Well, there's also Venmo that people are using to pay each other. You know, they're Apple. They're the 1,800-pound gorilla. I don't. They might be late to the party, but that's kind of traditionally what Apple does.
Really?
They watch for trends, and then they step in, and they flex their muscle, and, you know, away they go.
So would you say the same is true for Facebook? There isn't a day go by that there isn't some headline or two about Facebook. For example, facial recognition. They brought it to Messenger to speed up sharing. They're rolling out this way to share photos in their Messenger app. Is that significant?
It absolutely is. And then another move Facebook is making in France is they're going up against Snapchat,
uh-huh,
which turned down a $3 billion offer by Facebook with disappearing messages in 24 hours. Facebook is rolling that out, testing it in France,
right,
disappearing photos and messages.
The story is at DougStefan.com, by the way, if you'd like to read more about it. They're explaining their small test in France there. Disappearing messages. What would that, what is that all about?
People feel more secure and private if they know their messages are going to go poof.
I see. Like Mission Impossible, the tape self-destruction 10 seconds. So
it.
If you want your message to go away in 10 seconds, that's interesting. All right, good job, Kim. Thank you very much for being here. Kim Gerritsen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.